USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, the second to clear that bar in the United States. The Moderna decision comes a week after the FDA authorized the use of a COVID-19 vaccine by Pfizer and 5 days after the nation launched the most urgent and ambitious vaccine campaign in its history. With Christmas fast approaching, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts, says his holiday plans have changed dramatically this year due to COVID-19. He says he's not telling people to not celebrate Christmas, but he is offering some advice.
Careful when it comes to travel that may not be necessary, travel that you can avoid, and when you get together, try to make some limitation to it.
Fauci speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The Senate is approving a two-day spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown, kicking the deadline to Sunday evening so negotiators have more time to hammer out a year-end spending agreement and a COVID-19 stimulus package. Talks on a $900 billion coronavirus bill remain stuck over the Fed Reserve's lending programs and other issues, that's according to congressional leaders, although they insist they are close to a deal. Votes are being looked at once again in the Peach State.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Signature verification, something also being requested ahead of the January runoff election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Joe Biden says an investigation into his son Hunter is a way of getting to the president-elect. Biden telling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert,
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations being made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play.
The president-elect saying his son is the smartest man he knows. Former House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy reacts to the foul play comments made by President-elect Biden.
That's a weird way of phrasing it, which is why he later amended that to say the Republican politician's criticism of his son. I mean, you've got, if media reports are correct, you've got more than one investigation into Biden family members. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the grand jury is foul play. The United States Attorney's Office is not foul play. Now, you're welcome to pick on Republican politicians, but you've got two criminal investigations. That ain't foul play. That's called probable cause, Joe, not foul play.
The crime rate in Minneapolis has skyrocketed since the city slashed its police budget. Murders are up 75%, with gunshot victims more than doubling since last year. The number of carjackings has jumped to 375, up a whopping 331%. The Minneapolis City Council voted in June to begin the process of eliminating the police department and replacing it with the new public safety unit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.